My name is Jim Herlihy. I'm a retired member of the Garda Síochána, and I've been involved in genealogical research for the best part of 30 years. Overall, there's only 17 policemen killed in 1916, which is phenomenal. Three Dublin Metropolitan policemen in Dublin and 14 for the rest of the country. But when it comes to Galway, there's only one policeman killed, which is extraordinary, and only a few injured. I know that the county inspector at the time got the King's Police Medal for the way he managed everything in that with so little army at the time, and just he was the way he used his resources more than anything else. And it started really with a roundup, and Constable Whelan would have known, that's the thing about it, the RSC living in the community and all that, and more or less community policemen, they knew everybody in the community and the types of records that they kept. So when you go through them with household registers and anybody coming into the area, coming out, they were, as De Valera put, the eyes and ears of the Janissaries, as they call them. When the district inspector, George Bennett, heard in American towns we'd like a posse to go out and pick them up with only a convoy with 13 in it, Constable Whelan knew exactly who he was facing, literally called him by name, and he was just shot in the head straight away, and it was just one of those spark things. But what I'm amazed about is that nothing more happened in that particular day. The RSC would have been outnumbered at the time. Like, his family came from around Galmoy in County Kilkenny, and his date of birth is the 18th of February, 1882. He was 6'2" and 3/8 in height. His native county was County Kilkenny, but he joined from Dublin, and he was Catholic, and he joined on the 25th of October, 1907. He was 25 years of age. I consider that a bit high, and the very fact he joined in Dublin, I kind of see from that record that he didn't join in Kilkenny, that he was already in Dublin, so he may have been working in Dublin at the time. Service record that has survived only says the county to which he was allocated, and we know it's the Derby Division of Galway West Riding. He went there on the 14th of April 1908. Posthumously for 1916, he got a third class favourable record, and the date of that is the 27th of July 1916, but he had been killed on the 26th of April. And the reason I mention that date is that all those who got favourable records, that's the date that the file appeared to have been completed, and that seems to be the file record for it. And the parents are Jeremiah Whelan, born Moore, that's near Urlingford in County Kilkenny, it's in the Registry of Urlingford, and his mother is Margaret Murphy. His father's occupation is a labourer, and I've just discovered that his parents were married on the 29th of January 1880. And the RSC continued until the 31st of August 1922. They were completely embedded in the community. And that's the huge difference between, I think, 1916 and 1920, and that the outside police force that came in. It's like history repeating itself with the Peace Preservation Force 100 years before that. And they're coming in and they're getting tangled in all sorts of things, definitely wiping out the problem. But the backlash for the ordinary policeman on the beat was phenomenal then when it came to their Independence Day. The amount of what I call police-related atrocities and what they suffered was unbelievable. And their families were ostracised for 50 and 60 years. It's like whatever about. We're only now learning in the last probably decade, I'd say. The thing about it, a lot of people don't realise, when the RAC were disbanded, their murders were not investigated. There were still people out there who murdered them, and the same on the other side, obviously. But those families never got closure, even to find, to highlight in the newspaper at the time as to where they're buried is absolute, even to this day, it's very difficult even to find out that. I know of probably about a dozen cases where a policeman was killed and some family member had to travel the length and breadth of the country from their native county to actually collect the body. In Patrick Whedon's case, he's buried in Galway and in Bohermore Cemetery, and the Connacht Rangers, some of them, they presided at the mass and also at the funeral. But at least he's remembered, and it's great to see him be remembered now for the centenary.